extend your feet for spray.
Isn't it good to not have to worry about what you're going to eat for lunch? You already know.
Say, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can be what it says I can be. And I can do what the Word says I can do. It's the living seed of God living in me, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never will I be the same. God increase, pastor decrease. Give us ears to hear what God has to say. We're going to walk with power, not at the loss. Get left. Amen. Do not feel like these oranges will go to waste if you don't take them. They will be in next week's juice. Don't play. Do not play. I'm a little fired up, man. I'm so excited. So we are going to preach about our topic, about the fast, about being unbreakable. How many of y'all been called hard-headed before? Okay. Now Jesus has called you to use that for the word now. Be hard-headed about believing. Be hard-headed. No, I'm too hard-headed for you devil to tell me I don't believe no more. I'm too hard-headed for you to tell me I don't believe in healing. I'm too hard-headed to believe that my kids ain't going to make it. My head is too hard. I'm too disrespectful to that for me to believe that, right? Anytime you tell somebody that they cannot do something, what is the thing they want to do is what they've been told they cannot. I am amazing how many people say, I can't do it. But that's the devil telling you you can't. Remember how honor you used to be? You weren't supposed to get rid of that. You're supposed to redirect it. Right? Right? Walking 2024 fast. Let's see how they fixed that for me. Because when they got that title, it was all ran together. If you see the notes when I'm writing that thing, and I'll fix it. Because I don't think about fixing it. I just write it. If you eloquent when the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, you may be too caught up in your eloquency. You know what I mean? You're too controlled. Because I'm screaming and writing at the same time. And it is just all jacked up. Walking in the sustaining power of God. And so we want to be stronger more than 21 days. We're telling this is for the rest of the year. We want to be stronger more than just a moment. We want to be stronger more than just Sunday and Wednesday. We want to be strong the whole year because breaks come throughout the year. Things happen to us throughout the year. So I'm not doing it for 21 days. I'm not doing it for the moment. I'm going to sustain the power that God gave me. And not by myself, the Holy Spirit is going to help me. All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. If you're doing it for Jesus, it's okay. And even if it looks like people are getting over on you, they're really not. What happens is that we have to grow in that. So even cool, because I told y'all a good part about speaking to those 200 teachers. And I was telling Pastor Reed about this. As Miss Jones, the teacher who told her principal, you got to get this guy, you got to speak to all of us, because he speaks to me, so he's got to speak to all of us. You got to have him. So we were walking back because I need to get to my car. One lady came. There's always one. And she goes, Tori, can I tell you something real quick? I'm like, sure, yeah. And just walked through a crowd of people patting me on the back. I was like, Magic Johnson, you better pass. She came to me, she goes, and I'm gonna see if y'all catch this, okay? I'm gonna see if y'all catch it, okay? She goes, I'm the assistant band director. And she goes, I noticed that you had your mic down here. And she goes, but you yell too much. She goes, you yell too much. And I noticed your mic was down here, but you yell too much. And it gave me anxiety. Y'all know the groups we're working with, right? Y'all know what we're working with, right? Y'all know, it gave me anxiety. And I was standing there, and listen, when God deals with you, God sends me into mannequin mode. Because I'll be like, because anything else is going to be sinful. Right? Yeah. It's because, and I'm glad I had to take a call, and the call took up almost the whole time. I'm so glad I had to get out because it was just too much, okay? All right, and I said, well, okay, well, thank you for sharing that. And, you know, we want you to be excited, too. We want you to have a good time and such stuff, too. And it wasn't until a day later that it hit me, what she told me. Did y'all catch it? Y'all catch what she did? She is the assistant band director. But I was too loud. toes. She's prepared. They got horns, tubas, drums, potatoes, lettuce. I mean, they're like, I was like, that's crazy. That's all the devil had. As it was a fun, I could not, I laughed and I laughed and I laughed. I was like, what'd you do? You directed a band? Man, I thought that's crazy. And that's how limited. I'm not calling her a devil. I pray she comes to church. We preach about you. But when they come up with the most crazy stuff to try to make you uncomfortable, no, you stay in your space. You do what God told you to do. Right? And more lasts than that. I thought it turned out to be funny. Now, a man not under just water alone. Number one, I didn't have strength to talk back anyway. I didn't have 16 ounces of water to work with. And I wasn't wasting it all on Sophia. I don't know if that's her name. That's what I'm calling her. Because she was so up in her feelings. I said, Sophia. But I wasn't wasting my 16 ounces on that. Like, for sure not. So again, it was so funny. So God will use you. There's always going to be somebody that don't like it. Okay? Be okay with that. You are not going to please everybody. Okay? You're just not going to do it. So there is power when we don't allow gaps by breaking away from what God has called us to do. So whenever you feel like you're going to break away from what God's called you to do, you allow gaps. And we don't want gaps in our life. We don't want moments of weaknesses to get moments of power to end up into a lifestyle of weakness. So we don't want those things. Consistency builds influence. You know, when you're consistent, and let me tell you this, let me say this as well. If you really want to enjoy an orange or a grape, go 3 days with just water. Don't do it. You'll eat that bad boy, you'll hold it. I remember one grape almost got loose. You will respect that grape, man. You don't respect, peel that off. I wasn't even drinking them when I got to get to the and again, what God has said, appreciate the little things. You the other day you was complaining because you didn't get a big enough hamburger. You didn't get an extra patty. Now you loving on a piece of lettuce. Right? It's that part of consistency of what we have to do. It builds influence. So I'll tell you this too. Don't feel guilty because you see and notice yourself losing weight. I've seen people, I just got off track. And I don't get caught up in it, but it happens. I believe that's part of your influence. It helps you build momentum. Like, God really is taking care of me inside and out. Right? So you can't sit there and go like, I'm losing weight. I'm not spiritual. I'm so heavenly minded. I just, you know, settle down, sanctified Sabbath. Bring it down a notch. Right? And that's going to happen because God wants you to quit. He don't want you. He'd rather you be on him than on pills. Got me? He'd rather you be on him than treadmills and all that stuff. He'd rather you be on him. All right? And so if you see that, that's part of your influence. Because you build that momentum, you go, okay, I'm going to keep going. And this is what I'm going to do. And it's going to be a moral momentum. It's going to be a moral momentum. And therefore, gaps can't get in. That is the power. It's about restored strength. How do we get more strength? What do we have to do to get more strength? Everybody said from last week, y'all know what it was, you have to wait. Yes, Lord. Wait. Y'all remember that? Last week, we talked about this is the one time you get to gain weight. This is the one time you want to gain weight. You've been there, I'm gaining weight! I'm not slapping you right now. I'm gaining weight! Because when somebody says something to you, you have to gain weight to be able to get through that. And so Colossians chapter 3:16 says, let the word of God dwell in you richly. So be so rich and kind. And I heard this... pastor, he was talking about somebody else said it. So the pastor was talking about this other person who was, they were about to walk into a store or something, and somebody cut them off, just ran right in front of them, opened the door, and then slammed it in front of them. And the person that was with them said, you gonna let them do that? And the pastor said, I can afford it.
So the only reason why you try to go collect from a rude person is because you done become so broke in your behavior. That's what I said, Brent. Like, the teachers caught all of this, y'all. They caught all of it. And see, people think that like when we're trying to get even with somebody, it's just that you're trying to get even because what they took from you, you were so limited, you had so little, it made you minus. It made you, you need an overdraft protection. And so you went after them when you know that God should be dwelling in you richly enough that you can afford to let somebody be stupid. See, nobody banks at the dumpster. You ain't gonna go and make a deposit in that dumpster over there. But it's amazing how much we try to get out of people that act like trash. Got boots on the day. Get your boots on, baby. That's not in the notes. Okay, let's throw that out there. Stronghold, we're breaking strongholds. So you're gonna be so rich in your kindness, so rich in your peace, so rich in your hope, so rich in your prayer life, so rich in your worship. That when something crosses you, you can afford to not get upset about it. You can afford to not be depressed about it. You can afford to not be down about it. You can afford to not feel like they got over on me, I'm gonna get over. I'm too rich for that. I don't see rich people out there picking up $7 bills. I love it. It's just to make sure people are listening. There's no such thing as a $7 bill. Just make sure you listen. You're like, they're making sevens? That's a Jesus number, man. That's a completion. Girl, look at one of them $7 bills. And as believers, you're rich, you're rulers, you're kings and priests, and you're bending down to pick up somebody's pennies that they're dropping. Their opinions are just pennies. Do not be bent down, crawling on the cause, getting your clothes dirty, trying to get what somebody else dropped about you. I'm unbreakable. Shake me, you little sister band director, can't deal with noise, and you teaching band? Come on now. You got to do better than that. So again, fasting only brings, the only poverty fasting brings is to your flesh. See, if your flesh is more rich than your spirit, your flesh is going to buy up your time. It's going to buy up your peace. And it's going to buy up your attitude. It's going to dismantle it. But when your spirit is richer, when the flesh wears out, the spirit can keep you going. Because it's going to go. So we know death is defeated, and we have an eternal resurrection destiny with Jesus Christ. We should stand firm, unshakable, all the more for Him right now. We should work hard at everything now, working for the Lord, because right now counts forever. It counts forever. Right now counts for forever. Not next week, not tomorrow, right now, counts for forever. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 26 and 27, verses 26 through 27, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. So I fight, not as one that breathe the air. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Now again, here's the verse that whenever you start to feel like, I've been doing all this praying, it's not doing anything. You're not fighting a fight that's useless. You get to verse 26. It says, therefore I run, not as uncertainly. So I fight, not as one that beateth the air. It's not useless. Every prayer, everything that you believe has value, right? Whether it changed the weather or not, that's your coat you put on. It's supposed to change you. But be careful when you pray and it don't change you. That means you didn't put the coat on. You sit there and watch it, and now you're cold in your situation. Right? How does it go, Vance? If you go into your prayer closet and come out mad, you didn't go in there to pray, you went in there to complain. You better tell me, I can't believe they treat you like that. That's your problem, not believing. Unbelief. That's it, baby. We're gonna go, Jesus, help my unbelief. Alright, but we're gonna do this fast because we want to obtain. We're gonna do it because one to obtain. There are going to be people that are going to be eating around. You're about to get more free stuff than ever. As I said on the video, it'll be aha about to come out with all you can eat pancakes. You know they will. They'll make a special one. The one that can get you a velvet pancake. I never remember that. They got an Elvis pancake down there that they want you to come down there and try. Right now. And they will make you think you're winning. Every commercial you'll see. You get on Instagram every day showing videos of food, the smoothest brisket and pig, they can make you want you to watch people in the Middle East cooking stuff that you don't even know what it is, but I'd eat it. God said, but will you want me as much as you want that? So because if God is saying, hey, you need to give something up, if whatever's in you, where you say like, oh, no, I can't, not that. Make sure that ain't who you praying to get you through. Make sure you have not set that up to be your deliverer. You know what I mean? So it's tough. And that's why Pastor Rito come and tell you, make sure you hear from God on what you can do. Because the greatest thing about all of it, and the thing about yesterday, even in running in that little crazy race, everybody finished. That's our goal. And just because we finished differently, that doesn't mean we did not finish. Right? It doesn't say that. And any diploma you ever got, it don't have a time when you finish. It says it's graduated. So we have to keep that finish in mind. I believe this is the year we take 21 days and sustain it in God for the entire year. Keep our body under God's rule, and we will live victoriously under his authority. So it was crazy, because on the second, I went to go lay my cousin to rest, Brent. Now, my sister Brenda's here. We've been through so many funerals in our lifetimes. We've seen stuff. I got one for you, though. This one right here, though. So I get down there. I go in there. I get there early because the viewing is at 10. I'm there at 9:45, which is apparently wrong to get there on time. Okay? So get in there. Suit on. I look like I'm doing what I'm doing. I come in there. There are armed men at the door. Not just like I might have a gun. There it is right there. What you want? Is this where the funeral is? Yeah. This is where it is. What funeral? And I told him, I go, well, what you want? I said, y'all got a program? Because I know I got to be in there. I went in there. Then the other person come out. Hey, what you doing here? I said, I'm here for my cousin's funeral. Is there anybody here want to be nice about anything? Like, he died. Did y'all kill him? And they get me in there. And so this one little lady brought me in. She took me up to the front and set me down on the pulpit because they have them rules. You're going to sit up here. So I came up there. This little dude come in there. And he's like, and all the one I can contribute to, I'm not judging, I'm not talking about it, but he was built like Barney Fife. He was that kind of skinny, right? And so he come in there. He's dressed up. He was clean. He come up to me. But what you doing up here? I go, man, if somebody else asked me that, I'm spanking on somebody. Man, I just drove all the way down here, had to put my shoes on in the car, and somebody keep asking me why I'm here. You ain't supposed to be up here. We'll put you up here. I said, she did. Come on, you ain't supposed to be. I can't believe she did that. He took me out, took me to this other room. By the way, I was cold in a church. It was that cold. It was that cold. Like, my fingers were like, for me, I was cold. He took me in this other room. I'm sitting in the other room by myself. They said, you want some water? She goes, you want some cold water? I said, no, give me some room temperature water. They gave me some cold water. I was like I can't win with these people. I'm being tempted, right? I'm being tempted. And so then he came back in there. He got me, took me back in there. He goes, oh, Pastor, I'm so glad that you're here. And so good to see you. And he went into something. And then he started talking about politics. I was like, bro, my cousin has died. I have to do the eulogy. He go, yeah, I heard they was clowning. Well, the problem was, one of my cousin's ex, who had been in his life for years, tried to come down there and take the body from the funeral home. You know, when you can't die in peace, piece and you can't do that. So they had to have that chief came up with a sheriff to come get the body, and they had to get the police involved, a judge, to get them out of there from stealing the body. And that's why the funeral home people had got armed guards at the funeral. At the funeral, I had to have a clear backpack. I didn't take nothing in there. Where your Bible at? In my heart. Leave me alone. So he was sitting down, he was talking to me. He was like, yeah, man, and my son is a funeral director. I went, there it is. There's the connector. We got the pastor and the funeral director related. And he was like, yeah, man, I'm doing this over here and I'm doing that over there. I mean, he was 75-year-old and he had just as much energy as I had. He said, I don't play. I wish y'all could have seen that. I wish y'all could have seen my facial expression, because I'm looking like, where am I? He said, this is South Side of Fort Worth. And then he started cussing. And I thought, what's going on? And then this was the kicker. He said, you ready to go, Pastor? You ready to go? I said, I tell you what, why don't you lead? Why don't you do the opening prayer? You go ahead. You do that. It's your church. He said, but your name, you do it. We get ready to walk out. He says, I tell you what, man, because on the south side, I don't play. He pulled out his first drawer, pulled out his pistol. I pack. All right, no good. I'm doing this for Miss Pamela, because Miss Pamela's called Tennessee by this one relative of mine. It's your sister. He goes, he was so smooth, y'all. Y'all should see his little suit, this little man. Who just looked like a pretzel waiting to happen. Like, he was just so little. And he said, y'all, welcome to the house of the Lord. And we here for a celebration. Like, he started getting hyped. Like, he just took me out of custom, and he got a pistol in his pocket, and I know this. And he asked him, we about to do a celebration, because he knew where God was coming. We about to do a celebration. This preacher around here about to bring it. Like, man, all I want to do is go. He's up there, so he gets up there, he starts talking, and then he reads my name wrong. He reads my last name wrong. My sister ain't having that. He said, Pastor Tori Grant, it's Gant. Preacher wasn't to be denied, though. He go, okay. So I missed one. This is happening, Pastor. No, this is happening. Like, and I was so afraid to video it or text him, like, because I was going to go like, this Pastor, like, listen. He said, I got black focus on, girl. Focus. I'm going to give the next one around. I'm thinking, like, I have my twin. Tony was like, and nobody knows. I know he's got a pistol. And I'm going to have to tackle this dude if he pulls it out on my sister. Because she ain't going to back down either. This is a funeral. We're 8 minutes into a funeral. I would have laughed more. I didn't crack a smile until I was terrified. Tell you what. He go, man, I always want to correct a man of God up here. I'm going to get it right. I'm going to get it right. 75 years old. I'm going to get it right. I'm going to adjust my glasses. And then he kept talking a little bit. Then when he came back, he said, now when Pastor Tori, and he paused, this petty. Pause, look right at Phyllis. Tori Kent. Bagged up, snatched his pants up. Now the whole time I'm not prepared to do no funeral. I'm not prepared to do anything. The only thing I'm thinking about is surviving. Because this man pulled out his gun, I'm tackling that front pocket. That's crazy. That was day two of 2024. I'm off to a roaring start. I got the preacher from the hood. I got the band director that don't want noise. And then so God is saying, be unbreakable. Don't let it shake you. Get up there and do your message. You already know what you're supposed to be doing. Don't let the rain and the storm blow you, because you built on the rock anyway. You know what I'm saying? You didn't build this on the sand. But it was great. If I hadn't been so nervous, I would have videoed that whole thing. I just couldn't. Shit gets gone in the way. So we gotta build that. where are we? Oh, never define a season by the pressure you're under. Define every season by what you are believing God to do in your life. And that's what I was passing. So that didn't define the funeral. It went well. It went really well. But let me tell you, don't think you're not going to have some challenges out there. You know, you're going to get me off my game. I'm like, devil, that's all you got? But listen to this. I shared this with Pastor Rita. Genesis chapter 13, verse 8 through 11. I got to get you through that. That preacher story was in the notes. It says, and Abram said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee and between my herdmen and the herdmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right, I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plains of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere. Before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot shows him all the plains of Jordan. Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. Now, listen to this. This is what I heard this preacher, I was telling Pastor Reed about this. Now, y'all listen. Here's what happened. Check this out. Abraham said, Lot, you pick whatever land you want. And Lot picked the best land, because Lot was dependent on the land to bless him. Abraham took whatever was left, because he know when I show up, God gonna bless wherever I go. We like freaked out, and I told my dad, I was like, ah! Wait, the band right there. Ah! He said, wherever I go, you can take them. I know it looks good. I know it looks like it got more water, but where I land, God's gonna bless it anyway. It's gonna bless it. I was like, that's, he said, I'm bringing a blessing with me. And I know they may look like they get ahead. I know people may look like they're winning, but you got the blessing with you. They dependent on that. They dependent on a job. They dependent on that. Your source is from God. Like, you know, like, I was like, so when I first heard it, I was like, oh, like, I was like losing my mind. Then I shared it with Pastor Rita. Y'all, make sure you have some godliness in your relationship. You know what they say? Happy wife, happy. But let's change it now. Happy spouse, happy house. We keep them both happy, right? We keep the whole house happy. She can't just be getting her way. There can be flowers everywhere. Gotta have axe or pig ticks or something in there. Pig ticks, I don't even know what that is. Anyway. Ice pick. If I would just be unbreakable toward the sermon, I'd be all right. Deuteronomy 11:24. If you got a pen and paper, write that down. Joshua 1:3. If you got a pen and paper, write that down. It says, "Wherever you place your feet, I will give that to you." This is why Abraham was talking about before Abraham saw the verse. He said, wherever I go, God's going to bless it anyway. So Deuteronomy 11:24, he said that, wherever you place your foot, that's God's land. Joshua 1:3, wherever you place your foot, that's God's land. You don't have to have the best land. God, why am I starting from behind? Because you're never behind, because I'm with you. Right? God, why are we getting what they got? Why are we over there? They got to better start. It don't matter what they started with. This is why we got to get out of that hole of their privilege. No. You anointed. You're blessed. He said, go ahead and take that. You're not getting over on me. I'm under the shadow of the Most High God. Right? When I walk over there, what should be green will turn green. Right? The grass is green. Where, church? The grass is green and where? Where the grass is always green and where? Where we water it. Like, my God's going to water all of this. I know it looks like sticks to you, but that's growth to me. He made rivers in the desert. And come on, I shared it to him. Pastor Rita, like, shoot, you were headed somewhere. She was like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Said, let them have it. quit fighting over petty stuff. Let them have it. It ain't gonna grow in their iniquity anyway. Let them have it. Give it to them. Give them that old stuff. Give them all that stuff. Let them have that furniture that's been covered in plastic by being on them. Let them have it. You gotta let them go, because if not, you fight for something because you think your God can't. That's why I told y'all about sales last week. I gotta have this, the best sale. This is the best sale. And what you said is your God ain't good enough to bring you enough to bring by the full price. But it was on sale, honey. Look what I got. It's on sale. Guess how much I paid for it? You lost me at paid for it. Guess how much I paid for it? And Pastor Rick will tell you, no one likes a good discount more than me. More than me. I've been walking around at a discount fruit all day. For my juice. For my people at church. So listen to this, Isaiah 58:6-9. Gosh, we just want to come to church for a little while. Isn't this the fast that I have chosen, to break the chains of wickedness, to untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and tear off every yoke? Isn't it to share your bread with the hungry? Stop eating your bread. This is the time you're supposed to share it. I bought too much. I better eat it before the fast comes. How about giving it away? Am I calling y'all out? Is this what's happening? They're caking now. Drink all that milk, boy. I don't want to be wasteful, Lord, so I'm just going to break my commitment. Bring the poor and homeless into your home, to clothe the naked when you see him, and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood. Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will come quickly. Your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry out, and he will say, "Here I am." If you remove the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and the malicious talk. This is what makes like little Miss Vanessa's statement. Yeah, you want to point, but you don't want to talk about where I landed. You don't want to talk about the landing power. You want to talk about what you got to point at, but you want to talk about how I landed, how God placed me where I needed to be. And so that's the part I want. Let's sit down. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. First, they had to stop acting wickedly toward others. This means that, again, just because you do one good don't mean you can trade it out for a bad. Okay? Two wrongs don't make a right. One wrong don't make us right. This means that getting right with God begins by stopping the evil we do toward others. Then they had to start acting lovingly toward others. Now, it's one thing to stop doing wrong. It's another thing to start loving those who've wronged you. I mean, I heard this one time. It's so good. I heard this one time before. Heard preachers say this. It's one thing to stop doing wrong. It's another thing to forgive those who did wrong to you. Okay? Yeah. Then I heard another preacher say this one time. It's one thing to stop doing wrong. It's another thing to love those who did you wrong. Then, this, y'all hear it's me I'm talking about that has said this to you, right? Because a lot of times we can say, I ain't there no more, I ain't done that no more, but you never forgave them, so you can't get the light to where you need to go. Because even though you're not back there going through it anymore, you're not letting God free you so he can take you to what he needs to take you to. So you have to be able to get there. This means that getting right with God continues by doing loving things for other people. Living unbreakable is our fast, means we put others together with kindness and love. God empowers us to walk in power. We're empowered. Amen? Okay, bow your heads. Come on. So as your heads are bowed, your eyes are closed, you're praying, Father, we thank you for the power of this fast. We thank you. There's a holy presence in here, a unity of faith. And what we may not have been able to do on our own, together, we can accomplish. We're core to three strands of not are not easily broken. We're brought together for a purpose and a plan. And so, Lord, we want to be careful to do that. We want to be careful to do that place. Now, as your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, and you're praying, I got my eyes open, me, you, and Jesus, go once. And you're standing right there and you're saying, I don't know Jesus. I don't know where I'd spend eternity if I were to die. I want to be right with God. I've never accepted Christ. I want to accept Christ as my Lord and Savior. His heads are bowed, eyes are closed, people are praying. If that's you, I just want you to raise your hand and put it back down. Want us to make sure that we're being consistent with what God's called us to do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Now, I know all of you are going to raise your hand for this next one, so I'm not going to ask you. I'm just going to know you would do it. That you want to be what everything God has called you to be for this fast. For this next 21 days, you want to complete and finish what God has started in you. To bless you, to minister to you. You just heard, call a holy, a solemn assembly together. As the healing's going to come, God strengthens you to remove yourself from ways that do not honor him and to love on others around you. To love on others around you. And that's all. So, Father, we pray. We thank you, Lord God, for the word, the gospel that comes forth. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are healing us. Now, Lord, we understand that I'm stepping out. I'm getting away from things that I did that I shouldn't have been doing. And I'm also going to forgive those. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do the Abraham thing. And Lot, you pick whatever land you want. I'm going to go the opposite direction. Because I know God is with me. I know God has got my steps. They are ordered. And I'm going to walk with God. And everywhere I go, he's going to bless it anyway. So I don't need what looks like the best here may not be the best for us. But I know the best one I got in me is going to bless through me. I am, right where I am, called to do the will of God. And I will do his will. No matter what shape I'm in, God is going to help me be a blessing to my spouse, to my children, to my loved ones, to everyone around me. And I want you to rejoice in your heart right now that people who've been in your life, who took stuff from you, just took it, said things, did things, let them have it. Let them have it. Left you. They left you for dead. The very fact that you even still alive, the very fact that you still here, they're trying to figure out, they got that Lazarus gene in them. They keep coming back. The very fact that God is saying, because there's a blessing on your life, there's an increase on your life that no man can take from you. No man can take from you. They can't stop you. They can't do it. They can't stand up. That's why they got to have a group just to fight you. They can't stop you. So gather yourself. Let them have that part. Let them have that say. Quit defending yourself to people who don't believe a lie. Let that mission go. And go ahead and honor God. And Father, that's what we want to do this next 21 days. And then we take it from there for the rest of our lives. We're going to go for the rest of our lives to be a blessing to you. Father, we thank you. We praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.